Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
.com Sports Station. And this segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking. No compromises. The one in Oklahoma City, guys, to me, that was a point of no return. You don't discipline him for physically threatening your head coach. I mean, you're asking for trouble at that point. Sorry. That's just the way I feel. So the organization bears some responsibility.
At some point, you have to figure out what can you tolerate in exchange for what you're trying to get out of a player. And Gua, I always think about in 2002, when I was actually, it was 01, coaching high school boys volleyball. And I had a senior who was the best player in the league by far. He went on to be the MVP. Might have been the best player in the section, but he had anger management issues. And he would turn it on his teammates, and he would turn it on me. And I had to figure out the calculus of how much are you going to let go on in exchange for the greatness. Because if you suspend a kid, or you put, you know, you take Draymond and you say, all right, Draymond, next time you get a T, you're out for the rest of that game. Or, you know, you try to treat him like Harry High School and you might lose Draymond Green. And all of a sudden now he might get into the Andre Drummond mold of, okay, now you got to ice him. No, now you got to trade him. And can you imagine if it went the other way? So it's not as easy as, all right, Draymond, you're going to be suspended a game, or, you know, so it's kind of a fine line when you got to handle kid gloves.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dibs.
You didn't add, Kevin Durant's tenure. He might still be a Warrior. We don't know, but I'm sure that didn't help the situation. At the end of the day, I won't use the word sellout, Stani, because that's not what it is. They obviously got a relationship, but everything you just went over, especially with the Steve Kerr and OKC, that could have had you any other player wearing another jersey. But I just wonder, and I've been beating the drum this season, at what point are you getting the production to put up with things like this? And everybody, I'm not anti-Dre. Whatever you see he's doing that's not in the box score, you cannot justify what went down Saturday night. Because, Steiny, if he ain't the reason they lost, he's 99.9% the reason when he gave the team, without the clock ticking, 2 points to tie the game.
I mean, look, the bottom line is if you draw a line from A to B, Draymond's technical fouls were a major part of that. And to me, that cost him the ball game. Tom's in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for letting me talk this morning. Sure. Yeah, you're right, man. The games we lost, Draymond's decline. He's a great player. He is an absolute great player, but he needs intervention. He does. He needs to learn how to channel that anger management problem into positive energy. If he doesn't, this team's going to be in trouble. He's going to be gone. We are creatures of habit. We do things over and over. And once it gets in our DNA, it is hard as hell to get it out. I do believe that they need an intervention with Draymond, with Kerr, with management. They need to sit down and talk this out and get it out on the table and figure out a professional way to change that attitude into positivity. He is a great player, but he could be greater. Okay, and he, I think his offense will increase also. But he's a great player, guys, and we're in trouble because these last two games were really pitiful. I mean, it tore my heart out. But that second game, but he also has a pattern of doing this over and over
right.
and over again. It keeps happening. So thank you for letting me speak, and have a great day.
It's got to be, I mean, it's got to be a different approach unless you want to have the behavior continue to repeat itself. And, you know, if you like, not that you like all of it, but you realize that Draymond's got to play on that razor's edge, Goo. And if sitting him down or, you know, obviously they don't think that publicly embarrassing him with a one-game suspension is the way to go. If they thought that, they would have done that after the OKC incident. But what is it, Goo? What do you do to convey to Draymond Green the unacceptable nature of that behavior?
He embarrassed himself first, Dibs. And to answer your question, you know what they need to do. They need to suspend him. And if they're not going to do that, then we're going to continuously watch this. But you know what, Stani? You know what I realized washing my face this morning? He's poking the team. It's almost like he's daring the team to do something. Like, I honestly believe he envisions himself, this just me now, in a different – there is nothing the Warriors can take away from him now after getting that contract, Stani. He's not afraid. And that's what right. we saw on display. There's no athlete or the greatest competitors that would have thought after he got the first one, I'm going to shut the hell up because I know what number two's going to do. And Dibs, I really believe he's poking the bear because he knows there's nothing coming back.
Yeah, see, I don't think that he's poking the bear. I think that he just has a flash temper and he gets to a place where he's just out of control. And Stein, you and right. I have shared our feelings about our tempers. And, you know, I think I've only seen you go once. You've seen me blow a gasket a number of times. I run hot.
Which one are you talking about with me? The one
the one where we were playing golf at Metro and you were talking trash to our mutual friend. And you actually hit your golf bag
that time,
club.
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before.
That was
not to call you out, but you did ask.
No, you're right. And I'm proud to say, Dibs, that was probably 15 years ago.
I was going to give you 10, but you're probably right. But my point is, yes. Goo, I don't think that he was trying to, quote, poke the bear. I think he gets into a place where he just can't control it. It's like
That's
a volcano.
Right.
And I don't know if you're a big temper guy, Goo, or if you ever fly off the handle. You're a pretty measured, cool customer. But, you know, I could see in Draymond sometimes where it's almost out of body. Not to justify it, because he hasn't worked on it enough to where he can get it in control, but that's what I see.
Wow.
I know. It's wild. How about this? I dug up this quote. This was over 4 years ago. All right, this quote's from Steve Kerr from 4 years ago about Draymond. You have to find that edge. About 2 years ago, meaning 5 or 6 years ago, Draymond was good. This last year, he's gone over the brink a couple times. That was 4 years ago. So what are we really talking about here? We're talking about a problem that crops up, I'll say it, consistently. Mike in Michigan. What's going on, Mike in Michigan? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Happy Monday. Guru, I do got to agree with you, bro. I think he is definitely poking the team. He's felt since, I believe, that incident with Kerr in the locker room. They didn't suspend him. He's like that unruly kid where he's just running all over the house, running amok, knocking things over, kicking people in the shin, and all they're saying is, hey, Tommy, go sit down. And he doesn't go sit down, and they don't put in the effort to discipline him. What happened when he got suspended for game 6 in the finals? Bob Myers went to the Coliseum and watched the game with him. That's halfway enabling what he did. Like, you're going to go over there to the Coliseum, miss a closeout game of the team you built to watch the game with Draymond Green. And people will say, oh, well, he had his back. No, he didn't have his back. Guru, you said it exactly right in the open. Draymond is Debo. He's got his hand in all their pockets, taking their chains, seeing what they got on his 40, and they're not doing a darn thing about it. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call.
And Stoney and Dibs, I got to add this. When he got suspended for the KD melee, I think that cut him. That hurt him. That hurt him to where he hasn't even verbalized it to the public, and that's why I feel like he's still holding on and harboring that. I could be going too over the top. But, again, what you did Saturday, Dan Dibley, what Dre did, cannot happen, and not one somebody came out publicly and came down his road. And if it happened behind closed doors, why? He's chastising the rookie out there when they mess up. He throws a bad pass. He's cussing everybody out then. Why is it? Why? Who's Draymond to Draymond? Let me help
Nobody.
You. Nobody.
That's right.
Well, and I don't think that honestly, I don't think that's the way this needs to go. I think somebody needs to find a way to appeal to Draymond from an intellectual and an emotional standpoint to see the harm that this is causing. His actions. It's more than just the loss of a ball game. It's also, you know, players playing more tentative, more reluctant, more afraid to make mistakes when they play with Draymond Green for fear of getting that tongue lashing. And it's being able to address your weaknesses. He has anger issues. There's no other way to put it, guys. He has
right. He
has difficulty in moments that go against him controlling his feelings and his thoughts and most particularly his words. And when he does that, it has a negative consequence for the team that he's fighting so hard to help win. So that's what he needs, not to go all psychologist on you, but he's got to find a way to counterbalance those two things, his unbelievable desire to win with these actions that are clearly leading to them losing, which is the one thing that he hates more than anything else. It's almost an exercise in self-hatred.
Yeah, and Goo, like, here's the problem. I don't think you can – I mean, you cannot suspend him right now. And I think the reason is because of all the information we know, you can't suspend him. And you might be like, what are you talking about? Well, he made a dumb play. All right, he cost the team a ball game. But as far as we know from Pascal, Draymond went in there and said, I'm taking ownership. I messed up. If he did that in the locker room, where are you? I mean – you know, then it's probably over, right?
Yeah,
it's probably over if that's exactly what happened.
And you know what? Kyle put that in the G-chat. Did he apologize? Like, well, I guess Connor Letourneau tweeted that, and then Pascal swooped in on him and said, I didn't exactly say it that way. But the bottom line is, if he apologized to the team, I feel like here I go. Charlie Fanatic, if you want to say this, you guys let me know. Don't you owe the fans an apology too? Or am I in Disney World with that take? Don't you owe the people that watch and bleed the Warriors before you even put on the jersey that were riding that roller coaster in that game to stop their Saturday night because it was Dubs? They wanted to see a Warrior win. Maybe I'm in another world. Don't you owe the public the acknowledgement that you messed up? I think that's so easy.
I think that's a great point. And I'm going to throw it out there at 888-957-9570, and we see all your calls. Forget the team. Of course, Draymond's got a responsibility to the team. Does Draymond Green have a responsibility to you and me, Warrior fans, Warrior observers? Forget me, to Warriors fans. 888-957-9570. Draymond Green, he's got people wound up.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Draymond Green, the story of the day. And he made himself the story of the day by getting two technical fouls and an ejection on Saturday with 9.3 seconds left. Led to two Terry Rozier free throws. Boom, boom. We're tied. Charlotte ball. Rozier jumper. Ball game. That simple. Draymond Green apparently addressed the team afterwards, according to Eric Pascal. But, guys, apparently Draymond Green has spoken about this and addressed it. Let's take a listen to what Draymond Green had to say.
admit my mistakes. You know, I made a mistake. I admitted my mistakes to my mistakes to my teammates, my coaching staff. I apologize to my teammates and my coaching staff, this organization. That wasn't the right way to handle what needed to be handled. And as a leader of this team, I can't do that because it sets a bad precedence for how everything is ran around here, how everything should be ran, how everything has been ran, and how everything will be ran going forward. It won't happen again. It's, you know, something where my emotions kind of got ahead of me, and I let my emotions get the best of me.
All right. That's a Draymond Green apology. Unfortunately, that's from 5 years ago, guys. 5 years ago.
I feel duped.
It's from
that was perfect.
It's from 2016, a few days after the incident where he threatened Steve Kerr at halftime. It's 1 week away from that sound's five-year anniversary, if you will. That was in 2000. And that's nice, Dibs. 5 years ago. We heard that kind of apology from Draymond Green, and we may need another one. Well, the fans may need another one.
Well, he soon. Didn't apologize to the fans, so
that's true. I guess he did.
No, right? Not I was kicking it off. My teammates, my coaching staff, my organization, and I was waiting for the fourth of the perfect rhombus there, but he didn't quite get there. And Goo, he did say in that cut, this won't ever happen again. And I was thinking about that. Thinking that it came from today, and I'm like, huh, I wonder how soon until that happens again. And in fact, it's from 5 years ago, Steiny. How dare you?
Me and Kyle kind of had that one on ice we were working on. I even said, don't even tell the guys, see if we can mess with them a little bit.
No, you had me.
Good idea.
Steiny, I use the S word. I don't want them suspended because I don't think that's going to do enough. It's bigger than that. And where I'm going is, Draymond's a bully, man. Nobody likes a bully.
Wow.
And when you are chastising your teammates on the court and you get away with it, but when you mess up, there's nobody to give you the business per se, not even the coach, that's when I got a problem. And it festered all week and all Sunday when he had an opportunity to me, Dibs, to go to the podium and just say, you know what? Even Rasheed Wallace on his worst day has done that. I let them – just what he just said in 16. He didn't do that. And how do you regroup? What do you expect tomorrow in New York? There's a teammate or player or coach that is pissed off, but they're biting their tongue. And I want to hear what Steph – and hopefully he's feeling better. I want to hear what – and no disrespect to Lee Steiny. I want to hear Steph Curry talk about what he thought about Draymond's actions. How about that?
It won't happen again.
Well, Steph Curry will be. Yeah, it's one of the reasons that Draymond's a great player because of that emotion. Okay. And, you know, he's got to try to keep that in check. And obviously, he knows he made a mistake. You know, Steph Curry is.
Yeah.
He's truly a diplomat. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah, truly. He'll handle it. He'll handle it perfectly and with aplomb. And if you come out and you beat New York, then a lot of this gets put to rest. But if you happen to come out and New York gets you tomorrow, and I know we'll get a full Knicks preview tomorrow, but that would be the first three-game skid of the year, and I already put in the time capsule they wouldn't have a three up or a three down. So suddenly this is a must win for me in my little prediction, Steiny.
Is this one where can you even envision, and I don't know the answer to this, Steph Curry at some point going up to Draymond Green and essentially lashing out? You know, not hey, buddy, we need you, but more like, what, you know, WTF? Yeah. What are you doing, man? We're on the verge of winning that game, and you're like, I wonder if Curry has that in him, you know what I mean?
Mm. If he does, Steiny, it's probably – oh, go ahead, Diz, my bad.
No, go
it's
ahead,
probably
Goo,
behind
go
closed
ahead.
Doors because right. That's who Steph is. He won't put that on display. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, Steiny, Draymond would do it out loud. But, again, we've seen this happen on the biggest stage there is in our league, Dibs.
Right.
We saw what happened in the finals. And if I call him Frankenstein, I'm not dissing him. You created him to have this leeway, so why should the people expect him to stop or act differently now?
Well, how do you go about getting a different behavior from Draymond Green? Now, that's why you're mentioning Steph behind closed doors, quote, lashing out. Is a lash out going to help Draymond see the light of day? I don't think so. It's going to make him dig deeper. That's why they've never suspended him. Steve Kerr, you could say what you want about his inability to call timeout late in the game against Charlotte, allowing Wanamaker to get tied up in the first place. And you could be critical of Steve Kerr as a coach, but as a communicator, as a man, son of a diplomat, he's about as good as it gets. And so I think that they've looked at what would suspending Draymond do versus how can we, behind closed doors, try to work with Draymond to soften up, or at the very least, to wisen up in a moment where, like, if you want to blow your stack in the second quarter and get a T, we understand. That's part of you being out there. But with 9.2 to go, that's one you cannot have. So rest, I know that Kerr and Bob Myers and the coaching staff, they're going to have to talk to him about this, but I don't think that suspending him would get the desired result, because they all want what we want, for him not to do that.
Right, right, exactly.
It won't happen again.
And I was just thinking, man, if he just would have gotten called for the jump ball and just sprinted to the locker room as fast as he could because he was so mad, it would have been better than what he ended up doing. Oh, man, wow. Draymond Green. Boy, in the bullseye again. Let's go to T-Bone. T-Bone's on Angel Island. I thought Angel Island was the one where there's no people on, Dibs.
You're allowed to go there, Steiny.
But there's no houses there. No, but there's no houses on Angel Island, right?
I don't think anyone lives there. There's a couple of ranger outposts and a beautiful view from Mount Livermore, about 800 feet above sea level. Spectacular views at Angel Island. Catch the Tiburon Ferry, 10:45. Tell them Dib sent you. Go ahead, T-Bone.
T-Bone, you're on Angel Island?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing there? Nobody's there.
Fishing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
I think Steve Kerr, the management, needs to ask Draymond, what punishment do you think we should give you? And make Draymond say, I don't think I should be punished. Make it come out of his mouth. It would be absolutely ridiculous.
I think he would, and thanks for the call, I think he would say I shouldn't be punished. I just apologize to the team. And I kind of agree with that part of it, Dibs, but the other part is that it's just happening over and over and over.
Right, and you need behavior modification in this moment. And, you know, I think about that one analogy in my own coaching life where this kid grinded the entire team all year, and we were playing for a piece of the league title. We end up the fourth set. We lose the fourth set, so now we're going to a fifth and decider. If we win this set, we share the league championship, first time in school history. This kid melted down at his teammate. He was F-bombing away, and so I sat him out. I sat him out for game five, best player in the league, and threw the freshman in, who gawked his way to a couple of ugly kills. We pull off the win on the road at San Marin. We win the title. We're going crazy, jumping up and down, and I turn around, I look, and the kid is sitting by himself, arms folded on the bench, didn't want to celebrate with the team.
So
next day, we had a team meeting, and we just laid it out there. And from then on, the kid was spectacular. He turned the corner. So what's the thing that's going to get Draymond Green to turn the corner? And somebody earlier mentioned an intervention, Steiny, where, and I don't think that they do that at the pro sports level where you all sit around in a circle and share your feelings, but you got to find a different way to get to Draymond.
Yeah. I mean, I never want to say he is what, you know, somebody. I always believe somebody can change if they really want to change. It's hard, though, with emotion. There's no doubt. And it's something – I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, for me. He's got to feel ashamed. He's got to feel shame for this. Like people feel shame when they make a horse's behind out of themselves, because that's when, at least short-term, it can get you over the hump in terms of – kind of doing the right thing. Just, but I don't know if Draymond's capable of kind of walking around with his tail between his legs. You know
what
I mean?
That's why I got the Holy Ghost when you and Kyle tricked us, and I thought that was from today's practice of what he said. Like, okay, that's what we're talking about, man.
Right.
But I'm every emotion went through me, and I need to get a life, Dibs. I put that out there, hashtag get a life, because I watched the game again. I just went from the fourth quarter, and this is where I'm going. Stani, last week you came down my road because you know what? You said, Guru, Steph owes a – you didn't say it this way. This is how my ears took it. Steph owes a lot to Draymond. Dre does a lot for Steph. But we saw he was rather pedestrian without Steph. Dre was. I'm looking at JTA. I'm looking at Pascal. And I'm thinking to myself, it's short-sighted of all of us to look at the Brooklyn-Milwaukee game at the beginning of the season – where the Warriors got blew out and there was no Dre. This is where I'm going. I ain't running them out of town because I can't and I don't want to. I'm just saying what he did had every emotion go through my body, Steiny, of how does this team look without Draymond? Don't tell me they would get beat by 30 and 40 points. Don't tell me they couldn't compete. Yeah, there'd be adjustment period, but I guess where I'm going, man, is I'm seeing other guys do what he's doing, making passes, maybe not as well. And don't tell me he's defensive player of the year this year. Steiny and Dibs, he's not. And I ain't saying he ain't playing bad, but in totality, Dibs, when you use that example of your star player, this ain't 16 Draymond Green. And that's why I'm telling him, I would advise him, be careful, buddy, because I don't think the team is getting the production for him to be able to do what he's doing, Steiny, and that's beat to his own drum.
There's a little OJ there with the buddy.
Yeah. Buddy.
Two crides for Guru's unintentional OJ. Nice job. Nice job, Guru. Raider debater. Raider debater is probably looking to shift blame. What's up, Raider debater?
What's going on, Steiny, man? SGD and me, the band is back. Salute to the Kings.
Yep.
Now. I think what we're looking at, or who we need to be looking at, is Joe Lacob and Bob Myers for the curious case of Draymond Green. For some reason, Draymond Green has become a made man on the team for quite some time, and management has done nothing. I mean, he may even be knighted. The young players may have to call him sir. Like, Steve Kerr may have to call him sir. Like, if you look at the hierarchy of the team, Steve Kerr will be fired well before Draymond Green will be traded. And this is truth, and it's not right, because nobody is saying anything to Draymond, but it's the organization that is. Steiny, you talked about Draymond disrespecting Kerr. What about the time when Kerr was doing the interview and asked them to turn down the music and Draymond disrespected him and told him no, pretty much? And then what about KD and Draymond? He pretty much runs our best player right out of town. KD doesn't feel like management did what they were supposed to do as far as disciplining him. And what does Lacob do after the incident? A couple months later, he says, I want Draymond Green to be here for life. Well, how do you think that made KD feel? You know what I mean? And then when KD leaves, almost out of spite, Lacob and Myers gives Draymond a lifetime achievement extension for a declining player. Everybody, I've been calling for the last 2 years talking about he's a declining player. You mean they didn't notice it either? They most definitely noticed it. It makes no sense on why they would even give him that money. This team right now is surprising. This team has shown me that with Curry and a couple of good role players, they can be championship contenders right now. I mean, if we seen Clay back right now, we would think they was a championship squad. Well, you know what's holding down that ridiculous contract that Draymond Green has? He's not giving anything to the team. He's a liability. But it's not his fault. It's the fact that Joe Lacob and Bob Myers have not done anything to discipline this man, to say that's enough, enough's enough. They let him do whatever he wants. Like I said, he's a made man, and he's knighted, so he can do no wrong. Steve Kerr better not say anything about him. Players better not say anything about him. What they need to do is there's players out there that will take that contract, a team that will take that contract. There's players that will make this team a championship contender right now, and they don't have to be superstars. They can just be role players. When are we going to hold the fire to Joe Lacob and Bob Myers for doing this contract and possibly tainting their reputation of being brilliant because they held on to a player that was declining way too long? Thanks for the call, you guys.
It's great. It's a great effort there.
Delay of game.
No. I wouldn't. I don't give him a flag.
Oh, he
there,
was on
Dibs.
Fire. Yeah.
No, he got the snap off because a lot of times when we're watching on TV, we all want delay. No, it's when the clock hits zero, the human being has to see it hit zero, then go to the flag whistle combo. So there's a little bit of time in there. So that was a classic case where he got off. No. Spinone, I thought he got off just in time. But
I never once, Steiny, did you go, he was bringing it. So, you know, I'll give him the delay again. I'll take it.
Not a pre-snap motion, and he finally got to the play. But and he ultimately asked the question of questions, when do you hold? And I don't think it's holding Lakeham and Meyer's feet to the fire for the contract because it's a question of, you know, what happens from here? With Draymond Green, you know, are you really going to look to try to trade him? I can't see them thinking about that at all until Steph and Klay come back together with Draymond.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Dibs. It's tough to even give that a realistic look. Draymond Green this year making $22.2 million. Next year, 2021-22, he'll make $24 million. In 2022-23, he'll make $26 million. And then in 23-24, he's set to make $27.5 million. That's a player option, which I think by that point you got to assume he will opt in. So we're in year one of what is a four remaining years on Draymond Green's contract. Here we go. T in Oakland. What's going on, T? How you doing, man? T? No T?
Gone.
That's fine. Let's go to Maggie. Maggie's in the 650. Hey, Maggie, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So my thoughts on the Draymond incident is that essentially it's not a one-time secluded incident, as you guys mentioned. This has been ongoing since he's, you know, made a name for himself in the league. But it's clearly a problem that he has, you know, internally with controlling his emotions. And I'm actually an attorney, and so I see the officials as the judges. And when you disrespect the judge, they're going to remember that. And I'm sure everybody knows who Draymond Green is in the league. It does not look well to the judges of the game when you're disrespecting them. So I think that at this point in time, as a fan, I was clearly disappointed in Draymond's behavior. It's an embarrassment. It cost us the game. It's cost us other games that are, you know, potentially a title. And so I think at this point, Draymond needs to take accountability and get himself something to help him, which I think from my perspective, because it's not normal to have these outbursts, and he's a professional. He's going to turn 30 years old in, I think, about 2 weeks. He needs to get some help as far as it privately, you know, some counseling sessions to address those anger issues on how to manage his emotions in a game situation. But I think at this point, that's where it needs to be. We don't need to hurt the team further by having him out of the games, but I think if there's some, you know, sort of accountability so that he can address the underlying issues, that's going to pay off more in the long run for us.
Appreciate it, counselor. Thank you very much. That's Maggie.
Counselor.
Maggie.
Oh, nice. Don't tell me.
Counselor.
Cape Fear. Cape Fear.
Yes, Daddy.
Great. There's a great line in that movie by Robert Mitchum, who when De Niro comes in, he's got tattoos all over his body, and Mitchum goes, I don't know whether to look at him or to read him. Anyway, good. I like that. I like that line. Here's the other thing. What can you do? I mean, what really can you do? Are we at the point where you're like, should we look to move him? That seems unrealistic just because you could say, was this really out of the ordinary? It's just another one of Draymond's things, you know. I don't know, Goo, but I think you hit on something that I think there's a part of it that is there's something about Draymond that worries and has the guy, some people in the organization walk on eggshells. I think there is something to that. I have to say.
You know what, Steiny, you're not too far off, and I'm gonna share with you something about your boy that you guys didn't know. I detest people. I call them ambulance chasers, people that chase the fire truck because they're going to enjoy somebody else's, you know, somebody's going through something, obviously, Steiny. So I don't want this to get to the point to where there's a spat But when Steve Kerr said, you know what, he crossed a line, Dibs, because Steiny asked how you're going to get to him, start doing it verbal. Why didn't you say he cost us the game? And then maybe Kerr the next day or two could say, you know what, it was emotion that caught over, that, you know, that got a hold of me, and I didn't mean that. But that's how you fight fire with fire. Start quit pacifying this dude. He crossed the line. What does that mean? He cost you the game. And maybe that will, you know, do something and trigger Dre to be like, you know what? Even when I do mess up, I ain't going to go through the back door, because that apology was all good, but we Dub Nation didn't hear it, and to me it didn't even happen, Dibs. And somebody could tell me to put an egg in my shoe and beat it, but no. Start getting at him verbally.
See, I don't know if that is the way that you reach him. And, you know, the last caller, I think, was making good points about him needing to get some help. And if you have a player like Klay Thompson this offseason, he was working on getting his body right, and unfortunately the Achilles happened. But Steph Curry, early in his career, his issue was with his ankles, so he developed an off-season regimen to help strengthen that area. Draymond Green, his big weakness is his inability to control his emotions. So I wonder if he is working in the off-season on counseling and working on anger management and working on bettering himself in ways that would translate to him being a better overall basketball player, because I still think his impact, when he's engaged and physical and positive, he's an unbelievable force, unlike anyone in our league. But the problem is that temper that rears its ugly head, and it's not just a one-off. We've seen other technical fouls this year. He's been ejected, I think, twice. He's got 8 T's on the year. It's a weakness. Does he address that weakness off the floor? That's really a question I have.
I mean, it's a fair question. It's a paradox too, Dibs, because I think he'll tell you, I can't be that player without that part of me. And that's always the round and round and round and round we go.
Right.
Moose is in San Francisco. He wants the slander to stop. What's up, Moose?
Yeah, guys, I think we need to draw back a little bit. I mean, it's just funny to me. Last week when he went, I think his 5th game in a row with, what is it, like 14 or 15 plus assists a game, we were all bowing at Draymond's feet saying, you know, only he can do such things. Only he's Magic Johnson. Like, him and the way him and Steph play together, no one can play with Steph the way Draymond can play with Steph. And then now after this, after doing something that's, in my opinion, damn near par for the course for Draymond, because he's done this since what, 2015, 2014,
right.
Now we're saying, hey, he's, what are we doing? We got to get him out of here. We got to get him out of here. We might have to get Kerr out of here. Hey, Kerr can get out of here before him, this and that. I mean, this is too much, guys. The guy's a stud player for the team.
Well,
yeah, I think the actual rat on the table is he's making too much for a guy scoring less than 10 points a game.
Moose.
Defensively, he's a stud. Draymond, he's making probably a little too much for a guy.
Moose, real quick. And I hear you. We were. Last week, we were like, man, this guy, you know, this guy's doing things. But we can say he's that player we like on the floor, and he helps so much. But all we're doing is criticizing that bonehead play that he made and noting it's a pattern. And whether it'll ever go too far. Could it ever go too far, let's say, for you, Moose?
I think at this point, you can't say it's going to go too far. You signed him to an extension. You keep calling him the heart and soul, and I'll admit, I call him the heart
That's
and soul.
Fair.
I send him to my buddies at home. And so I think at this point, it's fair to say you're in bed with him. You got what you got.
You know what? Thanks, Moose. That's
a good way to put it.
I think
what would be going too far would be if he had his actions lead to him getting suspended from an NBA Finals game, and if they went on to lose that. Oh. Never mind. I guess there's nothing he could do that would go too far.
Steiny, real quick, didn't we talk about life on another planet? Didn't we talk about that Friday? Kind of stuck with me, scared me. But listen, if you went to another planet and there was life there, and you said, you know what, said player's averaging 5, 5, and 8, that ain't $100 million. I don't care. Oh, sit down. I got to explain to you why it's $100 million. 5, 5, and 8 is what Dre is bringing to the table. So I know we always say, oh, he's doing this or that. I ain't hating, Steiny, but the numbers don't lie. 5, 5, and 8 ain't all-starish.
All right, on the other side, we got updates for you, Warrior-related. We got updates on Steph Curry, and there's also news regarding Kevon Looney and James Wiseman. You won't want to miss it. And as always, if you want to jump into the conversation, you know the number, 888-957-9570. Draymond Green, what do you got?
Now, back to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we do have some good news if you're a Golden State Warrior fan. Steph Curry's practicing today in New York, and he's likely to play tomorrow.
Curry!
So he should be all good. It was a one-day thing. Said he wasn't feeling well, and they'll let it at that. And then James Wiseman and Kevon Looney guys look like they're going to play tomorrow against the Knicks. So those two guys will be back. They'll probably make it official tomorrow just to make sure. But if Looney's ready, Looney's going to start. But they have their two centers back at least right now. Also, real quick, I want to tell everybody, Warriors are finishing up practice right now. Steve Kerr is talking to the media. We will get you that sound as soon as we get it. And then if Draymond speaks today, it's supposed to be Steve Kerr and a couple players. If Draymond speaks today, we'll get it to you right away. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. We have to see whether or not he's got anything to say or not. Also, Jim Barnett at 1 o'clock. Draymond Green. Two technicals with 9.3 seconds to go, and the Warriors end up losing to the Charlotte Hornets. Somebody brought up Steve Kerr, and yeah, he started taking a look at Steve Kerr. What does that look like? What could you be upset about Steve Kerr for not getting the timeout with Wanamaker, which he claims that he should have gotten? Not sticking up for Draymond enough? I don't know. I mean, I don't see how this is on Kerr, but I'm open to listening, Dibs.
It's not on Kerr, but I think that there's something to both of those points. The no timeout. How did Charlotte get a timeout in that exact same situation, but you were unable to do so? And I know Wanamaker killing the dribble. It's a boneheaded play. And you ideally wouldn't have Wanamaker on the floor at that juncture of the game, but you're without Curry, and so you were kind of forced into it. But I also think there's a sense from my watching that Kerr should be more active, more demonstrative toward the officials. Kind of like when the skipper comes out and gets ejected for the slugger, the star slugger who gets squeezed on a strike three, Goo, and you see the slugger starting to get mad at the ump, and so the manager comes out and kind of takes one for the team. I'm not saying he should have done that last night, but in general, I'd like to see Steve Kerr sticking up for everybody a little bit more.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I watched the game so much, Stoudy and Dibs. When Rozier hits the walk-off or the game winner, look at Klay Thompson in the background, and then the ball's rolling, and it comes towards Steve Kerr's. Stoudy kicked
he almost
that ball.
Did it.
Yeah, but he tapped it, but you could just feel anger of like
tapped
and
it.
I picture Draymond's face as the ball, like that's who he was really mad at. Like, we got in this position because, but I'll say this, if somebody knocked at my door, not selling Girl Scout cookies, but they were selling, do you think Steve Kerr needs to use more timeouts? I would spend $10 and say yes, because let's put the rat on the table. The night before, that look Steph didn't get, Steinie, Dibs, that could have been what was wrong with a timeout? So, and then we get a better play to get a better look than this ain't the Durant Warriors where you got Clay and Dre, Steinie. I thought Friday night there should have been a timeout. And last night, I got to say this, to his credit, Wanamaker, Kerr, you got to be Valvano out there, Jimmy V, and you know, like something's coming over you. The Holy Ghost to get a timeout. I believe there's a saying in the streets, Donnie, when you leave your buddy at the club and he gets jumped or something happens, you left me for dead. I think the Warriors coaching staff and players left Wanamaker for dead. Somebody should have been calling the timeout like they did for Charlotte to get the timeout, Dibs.
Man, left for dead. Left you in the club.
Yeah.
I got left darn near Calabasas when I was at Cal State Northridge. Walked about 8.5 miles that night, all down Ventura Boulevard.
That's your boy a problem.
Your boy got left for dead, Goo, at the Sagebrush Cantina. Look it up if you're in the know. A lot of fun, Steinie. You look around, and all of a sudden, a group of 10, you came in three cars, and not a one of them's around.
Yeah, and I'm just glad you didn't bring up Orem, Utah, wherever the hell.
Oh, that
we
was
were
Salt there. Salt Lake when you left. Whoa. Me. Yeah, when you left me in Salt Lake. Yeah.
Right, and I might have been, I might have ended up in Orem. I'm not sure, but you
yeah, that was different
that
though, because I was two blocks from the hotel, and so.
Right.
I mean, you left me, but you didn't leave me for dead because I was able to navigate those two rugged blocks of downtown Salt Lake.
That's right. That's right.
And
Coach Duran
that.
Is in the Yoon. What's up, Coach?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, the best Bay Area show of all time. It's incredible, fantastic, and marvelous. But I got to say some words on Draymond's behalf. He's an animal, a freak of nature on the court. I just wish, truthfully, that he would control his personality a little bit more. He shouldn't lash out as much because we definitely need him on the court. He's a powerful force, and when he's there, he's one of the best in the league. I know he's gotten a lot of fouls, technicals, and some ejections this year, but hopefully he could keep it down because with him on the court, he's a big plus, and we for sure got to keep him on the court for Golden State.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. There's a lot of that out there that, and I get that sentiment. Like if you've ridden this long with Draymond Green, what are you going to do now? Say, stop doing that. I mean, who said it? You're in bed with him now, for
right.
The end
but
of the
you
contract.
Can still look to improve. Steph Curry, Guru, what was the number one area he improved between last season and this season?
Going to the rim.
Exactly. And now that wasn't a massive change, but he got a little bit better on it. I bet you he worked in a gym. I was told he's doing HIIT training, high intense interval training, HIIT, which has helped his body. He's more aggressive to the cup. He got better. If you're Draymond Green in the offseason, why not take a look at anger management? It doesn't mean you can't still play with edge, but he needs a technique, Goo, to when he starts to get that feeling to just... You know, maybe it's a deep breath, or maybe like what Steiny said, where he just turns toward his bench and screams. I actually,
you know,
not to draw on the same parallel, Steiny, but I told my star player, yell at me. When you get mad,
right.
Come over and just bombs away. I can take it. I was 33 at the time, so, wasn't so sensitive.
Oh. Now, that's a great point, Dibs. What's the movie? It's a Monty Python movie, medieval, where they try to storm the castle, but there's a...
Is that
there's
for
a
the Holy Grail? Search for the
oh,
Holy
yeah,
Grail?
Search for the Holy Grail. That's what Draymond should do. Remember the time when they had one command to the run away, run away.
Right.
Remember they any sign of trouble.
Just a
run
I hate
away.
I didn't see the movie. Yeah,
just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
The killer rabbit. Don't forget about the killer rabbit. All right, Steve Kerr has just spoken. He's just spoken. Let's take a listen. This is Steve Kerr from practice moments ago.
What I'm confident in is that after being here 6.5 years, Draymond is the ultimate winner. The guy's he's a competitor. He hates to lose. And as I said, he's got the respect of the guys in the locker room. So I'm not going to promise that he's never going to snap again. It's just kind of who he is. I do think he will, keep his emotions in check if there's a similar circumstance. I don't foresee that happening again because he knows that he crossed the line. Most important thing is that Draymond has the respect of everybody in our locker room, coaches, players, and I know him so well that he's gonna fight, he's gonna compete. And I know the numbers may not show and everybody wants to focus on shooting and scoring and stuff, but the fact is he's had a hell of a year. He's really played well for us, helped us win a lot of games. He's the main reason we have the fifth-ranked defense in the league. Draymond's playing well, and we're following his lead, and that's not going to change.
All right. Steve Kerr looks like he's riding with Draymond at full speed also. Ultimate winner. He's got the respect of the locker room. Can't promise he won't snap if it happens again, but he doesn't think he will. I would come at it from the other side and say, no, it's going to happen again if – nothing's done about it. It's just a matter of when, how, and why. Goo.
And how many more times? Because you're right, it will happen again. And Steve Kerr, basically what I heard too in that, Steiny, is that they're not really that driven to try to fix it or to try to improve it. And that's the part that is so disheartening. It's just, well, this is who Draymond is. And, you know, not even we have to live with it. We love it. This is, you know, the fire, right, the passion, the energy. And it's not a question of if or when, it's how many more times, Goo, do we see this? And, you know, like I play every year with Draymond Green, guess the date he gets his 16th technical, because that's when the automatic one-game suspension kicks in, and he's halfway home, and we still got more than half a season left.
Forget everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Draymond.
Nice.
That's what that sounded like. You would have thought he hit the game winner. And you know what, Stani, what that tells me? And it is disheartening. And again, I'm not wanting something bad to happen to Dre. What that tells me is everything that we talked about these 2 hours is actual fact. They don't know. They don't have the team, the antidote to correct this guy. And it's too late in the game now to try to do it. Because if I were to ask you two to bet, do we see this again, or do we see the good behavior to where Dibs is talking about that intervention work? Dude's set in his ways. But I'm shocked that Steve Kerr just whispers sweet nothings about him right there.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. And this segment.